Welcome to K-Wave. I'm Hong Bin-jung, your South Korean living right here in Singapore, bringing you all you have to know about the Hallyu fever, or the Korean wave. It's spring season, and you know what's great about this season? It's the cherry blossoms. The sight of the delicate pink petals fluttering gently in the breeze. And for the best view of the cherry blossoms, many South Koreans flock to Jeju Island to get the best experience. Jeju Island, known as one of the new seven wonders of nature, has a reputation for its incredible natural beauty. In fact, it's home to a native species of cherry blossoms known as the Jeju flowering cherry, previously known as King Cherry. But I'm not here to talk about Jeju's cherry blossoms today, because Jeju is not just known for its natural beauty, but also for their food. It's K-Food with me today, and I'll tell you some of the top foods you need to eat while you're there. So if you're heading to Jeju soon, whether it's for the cherry blossoms or for its famous waterfalls and beaches, you gotta make your pit stop somewhere to enjoy Jeju's own delicacies. So here are the top foods you need to eat while you're there. At the top of the list, this one's something you cannot miss out on. And if you love KBBQ, you definitely would not want to leave without trying this. You may have already heard about Hanu beef as the pride of South Korea, but the country also prides itself on another meat product, especially in Jeju. Hukdaeji, also known as Jeju black pork. So if you don't know what Hukdaeji or Jeju black pork is, it's black-haired breed of pigtails from the island and is leagues above standard pork. It has the best chewiness, great marbling, and a meaty steak-like flavor without the gamminess. There are people traveling to the island specifically for the best pork in South Korea, so if you're in Jeju, a black pork BBQ definitely deserves a slot in your itinerary. Because this is the pride of Jeju, and there is a special street dedicated to this delicacy. It's called Hukdaeji Gori, or Black Pork Street, where all the restaurants serving black pork is lined up right in the downtown area of Jeju City. And there's also another variation that you can eat black pork instead of eating it straight from the grill. And it's listed as one of the specialty local cuisines of the island. Jeju pork noodles, or gogi guksu, is another way to enjoy Jeju's pride dish, but just in the form of a hearty bowl of soup noodles. Next up, this has been prized by Jeju's locals, and it's another delicacy that you must try when you're on the island. Kaichi, also known as hairtail fish. And it's this long, thin, silver-colored fish, and it's normally served in a kind of spicy stew, which is known as kaichi torim. And because the island is known for its kaichi, you can find this classic dish almost everywhere in Jeju. But make sure, if you want the full experience, try finding those restaurants that serve the entire kaichi fish in a long metal pot, and it will take up the whole table. It's called Tong Kaichi Jorim. And it's basically served in a spicy stew filled with some sumptuous spread of octopus, shrimps, and abalones. So if you're a seafood lover, this is the dish you definitely want to try. But if you're a non-spicy eater, don't worry, there's a dish for you too. You can enjoy this delicacy by ordering grilled kaichi, or kaichi gui, and it's not spicy at all. And of course, Jeju is known for their haenyeos, or so-called Jeju's mermaids, a traditional occupation that is passed on from mothers to daughters of Jeju Island. They are the female divers of Jeju who descend to depths of up to 15 meters to collect delicacies such as shellfish, sea urchins, and octopus. And among them, abalone is the most precious and rare. So of course, a delicacy you need to try is an abalone dish. Jeju abalones are known as obunzagi. And there's different ways you can enjoy it. Abalone rice, abalone porridge, grilled abalone, and abalone sashimi. So whatever you're craving, go have a try or try all of the different combinations. And abalones are precious and rare because they live in strong sea currents which require them to move extensively in the sea, making them hard to catch. In fact, they used to be exclusively served to royals. So if you're in Jeju and you want to eat like royalty, try the abalone while you're there. And of course, we can't miss out on the dessert. Peanut ice cream is something you might want to try out. And you might need some traveling for this, because to try this, you gotta go to Udo Island, which is a small island located off Jeju. It's famed for its pristine white beach and emerald sea, a hidden gem to check out if you're visiting Jeju in the warmer season. Udo is also famous for its locally grown peanuts, and one of the most Instagrammable and delectable food to enjoy on this island within an island is their peanut ice cream. You can find different combinations and concoctions of peanut ice cream at different cafes and restaurants around this tiny island. But if you're not a fan of ice cream and opting for something healthier, halabong is the way to go, also known as the native tangerine of Jeju. It's named halabong due to its resemblance to the Halasan Mountain on Jeju Island. And it has a crunchy pulp and is rich and juicy. You can easily buy this at a local market or a street vendor. The fruit itself is great as a snack, especially for those with a sweet tooth. Some cafes also offer different concoctions of halabong as a juice, tea, or jelly dessert, so you can try it that way. Don't worry if you're not going to Jeju anytime soon, though. Just save this podcast and refer it to any time you're planning a trip there. This has been the top foods you need to try out when you're ever in Jeju on K-Food with me, Hong Bin Jung. This has been K-Wave right here on Money FM 89.3.